Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur-adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero-gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
Upon hearing the progress of the government's Closing the Gap agreement, Indigenous organisations say one thing is clear. Successfully closing the gap requires investing in children and listening to the community.
If we fail, then we have failed children. That's the truth of it. And we have not only failed children, we've failed their families and we've failed the communities that they live in.
Speaking to NITV, Arunta and Luritja woman Catherine Little is the CEO of SNAKE, the national non-governmental peak body for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. At the halfway point in the agreement, the Productivity Commission report shows that only one of the 19 targets laid out has been met. The one target surpassing goals is preschool enrolments, reaching over 95% in 2025. Catherine Little says while this is promising, it's far from enough.
So the preschool figures are good and they should be celebrated, but it is an example of the tale of two stories. So one is, on the outside, preschool enrollment looks fantastic. So think about that as the outside of the car. If you lift up the hood, that's where you see the failings in early education and care, and that means that we didn't invest soon enough.
While the preschool enrollment rates are being welcomed, the report shows that childhood development is going backwards. In 2024, just 33.9% of First Nations children were assessed as being on track when they started school, down from 35.2% in 2018. Catherine Little says disadvantage can't be addressed unless children are invested in early.
So if children are not enrolling with all the skills that they need to be successful on their early learning journey, then you can expect that those gaps and the cost of the impact of those gaps gets increasingly bad throughout that child's journey, throughout that family's journey, throughout that community's evolution. So it is actually really, really critical that the government pay attention to that. It's why our SNAKE fought very hard for early education and care to be one of the critical statistics. So what it shows us is government can change. Government can lean in. Aboriginal communities value early education and care, and when they have access to it, they use it, but we're not getting in soon enough.
Speaking to ABC Radio National, Indigenous Affairs Minister and Yanyuwa and Garawa woman Malandiri McCarthy says success in this area would not have been possible without the work of community organisations.
It is, but I do take heart at the fact that this has been achieved for Target 3.
One of the four areas going backwards is out-of-home care. In 2025, almost 21,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids were in out-of-home care, a rate of 52.2 per every 1,000. According to figures from SNAKE, that's roughly 9.5 to 11.5 times the rate of non-Indigenous children.
Those targets that are off track, and most of them relate to children or families, they're the socioeconomic targets. They're the ones that require real grunt. They mean that you've got to invest early enough and you've got to be working with your communities to solve that. But until you start investing early enough, then we will continue to see those targets fail. Again, when we look at things like out-of-home care, we know that children coming into contact with out-of-home care systems or any tertiary intervention like juvenile detention, and that includes not only the child but the family themselves, we missed a critical opportunity as a country to get in fast enough.
Data from SNAKE also shows that in out-of-home care, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children experience higher rates of abuse and are more likely to come into contact with the youth justice system, with rates of incarceration for both Indigenous children and adults worsening. Justice is also among the target areas falling behind. The rate of First Nations prisoners increased to more than 2,500 per 100,000 adults in 2025, around 15 times higher than non-Indigenous adults. Commissioner at the Productivity Commission and Gungari man Selwyn Button spoke to NITV about the findings.
What we need to be doing is not looking at these things in isolation. There are definitely government decisions and certainly legislative decisions that are being made in jurisdictions that are impacting upon the data. You can certainly see that impact where we have seen a rise in the age of criminal responsibility, where we have seen a different approach to looking at tough on crime type of approaches by different governments. We can see that in the data as well. But what we're also asking is, whilst you're thinking about that, you've also got to think of an alternative. Irrespective of what's happening in local communities, you can't actually just arrest your way out of an issue.
In May 2026, a United Nations report expressed alarm over the persistent overrepresentation of Indigenous children in Australia's criminal justice system. The report noted that on an average day in 2023 and 2024, 65% of children in detention were Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, noting also that the minimum age of criminal responsibility in several jurisdictions is lower than the threshold under international human rights law. Malindiri McCarthy says the government must keep pushing states and territories to improve justice outcomes.
I travel, but also the one I live in, with the Northern Territory.
Suicide rates among First Nations people have also reached crisis levels, with self-harm the leading cause of death among those aged 15 to 39. Selwyn Button says to address many of the failing targets, the government must housing are improving, but are still not on track to reach target by 2031. Areas like employment and land and sea rights, however, are on track. In the areas showing most improvement, Selwyn Button says the government works in collaboration with community.
If we then look at others made in isolation of partnership arrangements, and that's where we're seeing things go backwards.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.
Go!